Speaking of traffic, you might notice on Highway 6 near Briarcrest, we have our speed trailer set out there. So as you're coming by, it's going to display a speed to you. If you're a little too high, you might see a little flashing red light to get your attention and remind you to slow down. And it's a good tool that our traffic safety unit uses out there to record speeds and kind of get an idea of what the traffic flow is like out there.
The Department of Transportation was supposed to be changing all the speed limit signs, or at least removing the nighttime 65 signs.
Right.
So the nighttime speed limit is 70, but that still doesn't necessarily mean you have to go 70.
That's correct. You don't have to go 70 just because it says 70. Always drive what you think is the safer road conditions and light conditions. You know, the roads are still kind of wet out there right now. You need to have your headlights on. Drive within your limitations. It does say 70. I missed the 65. I thought it was always safer going 65 at night, but, drive within your limits.
So. All right, another minute or two. What else is going on?
Well, I wanted to take a minute to talk about Veterans Day. It's coming up this Friday, something that's meaningful to me. We were sitting at the dinner table in my house the other day when I realized one of my three kids really didn't understand what Veterans Day meant. And being that both my dad was in the military and both my grandparents, I thought it was important to take a moment to say thank you to all those who have served in the military. And for those who don't know what Veterans Day is, or if you want to share that information with your family or someone else, Veterans Day is for anyone who served in the military. It doesn't mean you were in a war per se. It just means that you served in the military. It doesn't matter if it was 2 years, 20 years, or 30 years. You served our country, and it's a day to recognize you. So it doesn't matter if you were a bulk fueler, if you were a cook, if you worked in finance, if you flew a plane or were on a ship, or even if you were a Marine. No offense to the Marines. I was Army. They give us a lot of a heck, if you know what I mean. But anyway, I want to say thank you for all that you've done, and I'm proud of you for serving our country. And, we talk about it in my house and explain to them what it means. So this Friday, happy Veterans Day.
And we should congratulate your service as well.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate it.
And thank you for your service.
That's all I have for you this week, Bill.
Well, I appreciate having you getting over here and the reminders, with the changing weather and the clock.
The time change, the darkness.
The time change and so forth. So everybody be careful out there, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday, Bill.
Thank you. John Agnew with the Bryan Police Department with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.